No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and glad that you can all join us today as we talk about the fourth annual Slow Down, Move Over Awareness Rally. Amy Passmore had messaged me several times we've posted about this on The Mark Wyatt Show each time that the Slow Down, Move Over Awareness Rally has happened. I believe this may be the first time that we've been joined by Wes Passmore to talk about this special awareness rally. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Wes.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing okay. I'm glad to be able to talk about this when it comes to police, fire, EMT, wrecker operators, and roadside workers who are encouraged to participate in this special event coming up on Sunday. It's the fourth annual Slow Down, Move Over Awareness Rally. I know that this is something that means a lot to you and should mean a lot to people who are listening, but tell your passion behind this Slow Down, Move Over effort.
Actually, the law was passed in 2009 as far as the move over law, but in 2016 I lost a dear friend and a driver that was working for us, John William Hubbard. We called him Hubba Bubba. He received a call. We had a customer down in Tuscaloosa. He received a call. He went down there to do a tire change. As he was out doing the tire change, a careless driver come through and struck the vehicle that he was doing the tire change on, pinning John between the car and the guardrail. John passed away as he got to Druid City Hospital. Previous to that, John had asked me, they called me Pappy. So John had asked me, he said, Pappy, we've got to do something about this. You know, it's getting worse out here day by day. So I took it on myself and others to try to help make an awareness. As time went on and, you know, we had John's funeral, so many people reached out and they, you know, most of them come to me and said they didn't really realize that there was a law. And others was like, I didn't realize the dangers. So over the years, we have we've been a strong advocate trying to get more awareness out there. It's, to me, it's not, it is about the fines. It is about, you know, people not following the laws, but more to me, it's about raising the awareness and educating the general public of this, the dangers of not slowing down or not moving over, of the inches that we are, I mean, you know, that white line that we're at and how close they are to us. And one little error, either on our part or their part, and they've taken a life. So that's kind of where we're at today. It's went from us losing John and, you know, grieving to us not wanting other families to have to go through what we went through.
When we bring it down to the fact that John had people who loved him, who cared about him, and it's a human being that's on the side of the road that lost his life, what effect does that have on a family? To really get into listeners understanding what we're talking about, people not moving over and someone losing their life over it.
Well, you know, every family is going to treat it differently, but John was the type of person that would help anybody. I mean, anyone, you know, story after story of John just, you know, stopping and helping. We had a gentleman that owned a business like in Rainbow City, and I'd send him out there to get a car from this guy, and the guy was out there changing tires and manually changing tires. Well, John stopped and got out, and he helped the gentleman change the tires. And the guy was like, "You need to go on. You know, your boss is going to get mad at you." And he said, "Oh, no, my pappy would get mad at me for not helping, you know." And he stayed and helped the guy change tires. Well, you know, I was getting frustrated with John. It took him 2.5 hours longer than I thought it was on a tow to get back. And, you know, he never told me. He just took me fussing at him about it. But yet, at the end of the day, the gentleman told me, he said, "You know why John took so long? He was out here helping me." You know, so John went the extra mile for everybody. Most of the gentlemen that get in this industry, or the ladies that get in this industry, they do it because they have a passion to help people. And now, it, you know, law enforcement, they do it because they have that drive to help people. Fire departments, same way. You know, roadside workers, they're out there, they're risking their lives. You know, especially the ones on the side of the interstates, they do it to support their families. You know, but when you lose a loved one, it's hard enough. When you lose a loved one to a careless act of somebody else who could have prevented it, it really hurts, you know, because you know that that could have been prevented. And, you know, it's up to us as business owners, as, you know, managers, or, you know, to help get that awareness out there. And then it's up to every person that's in control of that automobile to be aware of their surroundings as they're driving.
Wes, my own personal experience is being a former police officer. I worked in two cities that had a major highway running through them, and then one city that had an interstate running through it. And I worked all three. And in those areas, there were times when a vehicle would pass me by. And of course, I didn't look around, but I could feel the closeness of that vehicle to me when I was working on the side of the road. And that experience is something you don't forget. And just to think that an inch or two could make a difference between me and the person that I'm trying to help on the side of the road, or the person that I'm addressing on the side of the road, can cost us both our lives, should really mean something to people when they think about being behind the steering wheel and the power that they have with that vehicle that they're driving.
True. Very true. You know, in 2018, there was 665, I believe it was 665 fatalities of stranded pedestrians or stranded motorists. 665 fatalities with stranded motorists in the Southeast. That's what a six state area. That's a lot of people that was out changing the tire. That's without a wrecker driver or a law enforcement officer there. So stranded motorists are just as risked as we are.
Yes.
So, you know, that's another thing that we push when we do this event. We try to get that awareness out too. You know, in Pennsylvania. 151 people, 151 first responders, that's fire, police, ambulance drivers, wrecker drivers, this year have been struck and killed, or, and roadside workers, yes. Todd, a friend of mine up there, he showed us the stats. 151 people have been struck and killed in Pennsylvania this year. That's amazing at the numbers and how many people could prevent it, been prevented, you know, if a person just slows down.
And anybody can be in this situation, as you mentioned. It could just be us as a stranded motorist. It could be me. It could be you. Correct. It could be your wife. It could be a niece, a nephew, a daughter, a son,
right.
Your aunt, your uncle, your grandfather, any of these people, any age, everybody at some point has a breakdown. Now, if they have to get That's out right. of the vehicle or even not have to get out of the vehicle and somebody was to come over and hit them while they're in the car, major injuries or death could occur. And so that's what Correct. We're talking about when we're talking about slow down and move over. If you see a vehicle that's on the side of the road, it doesn't matter if it's an emergency vehicle, if it's a stranded, if it's a stranded motorist, move over a lane. Give them room for things to happen. If a person's down there fixing a tire, move over. Give them room to work. If a person's out there on the side of the road because they are stranded, or if there's a wrecker out there and you see some yellow lights, don't just move over because it's blue lights or because it's red lights, but how about those golden lights? How about people that are working on the side of the road? If you see people with vests on and they're picking up trash or they're on the side of the road doing any type of work, move over for them. Show the respect that you would for any human being to move over and give them room to do what they need to do there on the highway. Nobody wants to be broken down on the highway. I really didn't want to work the interstate when I was a police officer. I would get calls out there, but it was not something that I looked forward to, was working on the interstate, whether it be a wreck or some other type of incident there on the roadway, because I realized that there were people who in a 70-mile-an-hour zone were going to pass me at 85, 90 miles an hour. And there was nothing I could do about it because I'm there to help that person. So I'm not going to get in the patrol car and go chasing after these people. What's done is done. So if they have the accident, happens in a split second, it's over.
That's right. You know, it's scary out there some nights. The nights, the days, I mean, you know, your fatality rates has moved up this holiday season. You know, cell phones, you got to put your cell phone down. As we work on the side of the road, I've sat there and literally watched. The majority of the people are distracted inside their vehicle. And that right there, it's really scary, because if you're distracted inside your vehicle and as you're coming by, you're subject to drift. And if you drift, you're subject to hit somebody.
And anybody who is currently guilty of using their phone or any other distraction, which I think that most everybody has been distracted at some point, just decide that you're going to make a change, that you're going to do differently. It doesn't matter that you've done it for so many years or you've done it for this period of time, just decide that you're going to stop moving forward. And that can be a great decision. You don't have to worry about what you've done in the past. Just fix it moving forward in the future and be thankful that you didn't have an accident that cost you or someone else their life.
Very true. So this weekend, Sunday, we're having an event. We're going to have it. It's going to start in Hueytown at Gary Wood Assembly of God off of Allison Bonnet. Trucks will start lining up at 1 o'clock. We'll have a live band. We'll have food trucks. There will probably be an estimation of a little over 200 wreckers there. Some of them will be up in the millions of dollars. I mean, we're going to have some really, really nice equipment there. There will be fire trucks. There will be police. There will be ambulances. You will have, we got construction workers coming out to join us. The public is welcome. Everybody is invited. Bring your children. Come out. Around 2 to 2:15, we're going to pull out from the church. We're going to go hit I-59 and go south to Tuscaloosa to get off on McFarland. So we're going to go in a convoy down the interstate. It'll be 5, 6, 7 miles long. So we're going to travel down the interstate. South on 59, we'll get off on McFarland, and we'll go to the old University Mall where we'll meet again, meet everybody will meet up. There'll be the Houndstooth Barbecue will be there. We'll have live band, and then everybody, you know, we'll rally up there again. So this is it's about a 6-hour event, but the public again is welcome there too. We asked everybody to come out and support us. You know, it's all done so that we can create an awareness. You know, and that's our main goal is to create an awareness and to educate our public.
Wes, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about this unifying event that you have helped to create, which includes all first responders and, as you said, the public. But let's talk about those connections that have been made to help move this effort along, to bring the awareness about moving over when it comes to our driving, slowing down and moving over. Will you stick with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, we're talking to Wes Passmore, and he is the owner of Passmore Logistics, also at Classic Towing and Recovery. We appreciate Wes joining us here on the Mark White Show today, and we're talking about an effort that is taking place tomorrow. It's the 4th annual Slow Down Move Over at Gary Wood Assembly of God in Hueytown, Alabama, and that lineup begins at 1 o'clock. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. Little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
Hey, Mom. I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
I had a 6 transistor
when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid.
Hey, this is Lionel Cartwright, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Mark's making a difference. You go make a difference too, okay? I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Right now I have Wes Passmore with me on the line. We're talking about the 4th annual Slowdown Move Over. This includes police, fire, EMTs, wrecker operators, roadside workers, and even people who are simply stranded motorists on the side of the road. Anybody that has to be on the side of the road in a dangerous situation, we're asking people to slow down and move over. And this is the 4th annual event. Wes, how has it grown over the past 4 years that you all have done this?
The very first year that we did it, John's brother come to me and he said, we got to do something for Hubba Bubba, which that's what we call John. And I said, well, let's try to put something together. So we sat down and I called some friends of mine. And so we decided that we was going to host an awareness rally. It was very successful. We had 110 wreckers show up. We had multiple law enforcement agencies show up. We had some ambulances, a couple fire trucks. The very next year, the weather was not as nice, but yet we still had, you know, around 110, 120 participants. Not very much public showed up. The third year into it, we decided we'd add a food trucks and a live band. Last year, I think we had 150 wreckers, and these people are coming from all over the state of Alabama. I have friends that come out of Louisiana that join us. I have friends that come out of Mississippi that join us, Tennessee, Georgia. So they travel from all over. And then this year alone, I have commitments from Louisiana, Florida, Georgia, Missouri, Tennessee. I got multiple states. We have right now. We have over 200 record companies that have committed. I think we have right now a little over 277 records that are going to show up. We have fire departments, which is great. I mean, I love it when these fire departments get involved in this. We have multiple fire departments that have decided that they're going to join and participate this year. There's 6 or 7 new ones that have joined in with us. We have law enforcement. Jefferson County always helps us out. City of Hueytown is great. They help us out. The city of Bessemer is wonderful with their escort. We have the state troopers that help us. Tuscaloosa County helps us. Tuscaloosa City helps us. You know, so it's involved. It's growing. We have goals that we set, but it's growing and it's helping create awareness. It's getting the word out. It's educating people and, the public, it's what we want. We want the public to come in and join us. We want them to come in and walk around. We want them to see that we have families. We want them to see that we're human too. We want them to mingle with the law enforcement and with the fire department. We want them to see that we're all human, and we have a home that we have to go to. So we want them to understand, but we also want to educate them that how important it is to move over or give us a lane.
Education is a great word to use because we can also educate a future generation of drivers who are coming up, these young people who can see before they actually get behind a steering wheel how the proper way to drive a vehicle is. and slowing down and moving over can be something that registers with them very early in life, as opposed to maybe an adult who has pretty well made up their mind. Their mindset is what it is. It's a little harder to change. But if you can get a young person to think this way, that could save a life as well in the future.
Very, very true. Very true. So, you know, I know we're in the middle of the this virus, this pandemic, you know, and that kind of makes things a little bit more complicated. But, you know, we got safety standards in place. And, you know, we're going to make this work. We're going to make it safe. But it's something that has to happen. The holiday season is among us. That's generally the highest time for accidents. Our risk factor as for first responders increases about 35% during the holiday season.
And people are still on the road. There's still issues that we have to be able to address other than COVID. I know that COVID takes up so much space in a lot of things that we do today, and slowing down and moving over still remains because there are plenty of people still out on the road driving, and they need awareness brought to the fact that, you know, that mask could be a distraction. I guess I see people driving down the road with masks on. There's other things that can be distractions in the vehicle. Maybe just keep our mind focused on what we're there to do, and that's to drive a vehicle to get from point A to point B and not be distracted on the way to wherever we're going.
Mark, you do realize that schools are out pretty much. So
yes.
More children are in the vehicle now than ever. And children always get your attention as they're driving down the road. So that distraction level intensifies.
Yes.
And if you're on the cell phone or messing with the radio, or you're looking in the back seat telling one to stop hitting the other, you're highly distracted. So, and now that school's out, for the most part, that distraction level goes up too. So that makes it even that much more challenging.
Well, with all the challenges, you are trying to come up with a solution to this problem. And I appreciate that, Wes, because we need solutions. We can name off all the problems, but if we don't have something that's trying to bring awareness and bring a solution, we just have a problem. But now the fourth annual Slow Down, Move Over sounds like it's an effort that can bring a solution to a major problem if people will allow it to, if they allow what you're doing in showing the families, in showing the record drivers, in showing first responders, if that can have an effect on them personally, if they can bring it down to the level of John and losing his life and make it important to them because of what John lost and the sacrifice that his family made because of his personal loss, then I think that some people can start changing their minds and behave better.
Yes, I agree. Look, here's one other thing that I would like to encourage people. The Wave app. If you have GPS on your vehicle, if you have it on your cell phone and you use GPS, download the Wave app. It has set up for first responders and wreckers. And what it does, it alerts you up to 60 seconds before you get to a disabled vehicle if it's been programmed, if it's been notified through the Wave app. Record companies are now, most of them have went to a tow program. Fire departments have went to a program, and the law enforcement has. So when they're dispatched out, it automatically puts that spot onto that Wave app. And so as you're traveling, it alerts you up to 60 seconds before you get to a disabled vehicle, or it'll alert you up to 60 seconds before you get to a wrecker on the side of the road. It'll alert you before a wreck, before law enforcement, before a fire department. And basically what it does is that when it alerts you, it lets you know that you need to either slow down or safely move over to the next lane.
I wondered how that was uploaded. I had seen the Wave app and actually had it on my phone, but didn't understand how that information was so quickly entered into the system.
Yes, it does. You know, now civilians can operate, our motorists can actually key in, you know, like a disabled vehicle or whatever, but it's set up for our programs now, like the fire and the police and our tow programs now that we can key in. So they've been a great help. Hans is also working with a program
to do it too with the other GPSs.
That's great. So once again, people would want to be careful about updating the Wave app as a civilian if they see something, to pull over to do that, as opposed to doing it while they're driving, right?
Very true, yes. You want to pull over.
We want these things to work for us, to be successful and to help people and save lives. This fourth annual Slow Down, Move Over Awareness Rally, I believe, is going to be a great event, Wes, and I'm honored to be able to talk to you today about this and the work that you're doing, along with so many other people. I know that it's a team effort. It's not one person. It takes a lot of people to make something like this happen, but you guys are doing it in a big way, and I know that Sunday's rally is going to be a huge success.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is.
Again, we want people to go to Gary Wood Assembly of God. That's 2730 Allison Bonnet Memorial Drive, which is located in Hueytown, Alabama. You can line up at 1 o'clock. That is Sunday at 1 o'clock. You can be a part of the 4th Annual Slow Down, Move Over Awareness Rally. Police, fire, EMT, wrecker operators, and roadside workers are encouraged to participate. It's kid-friendly and open to the public. Come show your support to all first responders. This is a great event that you can be a part of, and you can be a part of the Slow Down, Move Over movement. Wes Passmore, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to talk about this.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you getting it out for us.
Absolutely. Happy to do it. I'll try to get down there if I can. No promises. I'm coming from Athens, Alabama, so it takes me a little while. I have to see what the schedule allows, but if I'm able to go down there, I'll make sure to make contact with you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. Folks, we've been talking to Wes Passmore, and he is heading up the Slow Down, Move Over Awareness Rally, the fourth annual in Hueytown, Alabama. Again, encourage you to go to that. When we come back, we're going to have another edition of Kyla's Corner with Kyla Carter, and she's going to talk about friendship. You know, when we're talking about slow down, move over, it's love that we have for other people. It's just showing some kindness. That leads to friendships. You can network with people for a common effort and a common goal, just like the Slow Down, Move Over movement. I'm looking forward to hearing from Kyla when we come back. After that, we'll have the Make a Difference Minute replay. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Hi, everybody. This is BJ Thomas, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems to
fit. My sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know how much I love you. Please don't take my.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. This week, I welcome the last month of 2020 and plan on ending it with positive vibes, strength, and happiness. December is usually a month that many prepare for the upcoming holidays. It is a month where we are supposed to be jolly and holly, roasting chestnuts and celebrating with family and friends. As I think about past holiday celebrations, I start to also think about the friendships that I've made over the years. People have come in and out of my life, some that remain amazing friends, and some that I thought were friends but sadly had other intentions. And as I grow older, I realize that it is less important to have lots of friends, and most important, to have real ones. True friendship isn't about being there when it's convenient. True friendship is about being there when it isn't. Recently, I've been listening to the soundtrack of 13 the Musical, and came across the song, That's What It Means to Be a Friend. I have heard this song 100 times before, but this time I wasn't just hearing the lyrics. I was hearing emotions and really started to wonder what makes a person a true friend. I believe that being a friend is so much more than just hanging out with someone on the weekend. In fact, a true friend you may not even see that often, but you know they're there. To me, a friendship is not a big thing. It's a million little things. A friend is a person that you can trust with your secrets, fears, and heartbreak. A friend will be your biggest cheerleader and believe in you when you are having trouble believing in yourself. Being a friend is taking the time to allow yourself to love and appreciate a person and all of their attributes. Friendships have to be nurtured, and it cannot be a one-sided relationship. You are a team! Finding a true friend is like finding a long-lost sibling. It is a relationship that should always make you feel good, supported, and loved. If a friendship feels good, it is good! I encourage all of my listeners to try and make a new friend this month. Put yourself out there, make a connection, and begin a new journey. You may not like everyone you meet, but hey, there is always the next person. Focus on making quality connections and not quantity. Be the friend that you would like to have, and find the friend that will take your hand and walk with you in the darkness instead of alone in the light. Find the person to help you live, as I do, sunny side up. Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. Now I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Hey there, it's Melissa Joan Hart, and you're listening to Kyla's Corner on The Mark White Show. And I just want to encourage you all to live life sunny side up in your community today.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from The Mark White Show. Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. Happy Thanksgiving to all who celebrated this week. I absolutely love this day of gratitude because there is always something to be thankful for. We can easily give thanks for the good times, family and friends who we love, and the material possessions that we have. But sometimes we have to look deeper and look back at our year and not only be thankful for our blessings, but be thankful for all the difficult and painful times. These are the times that make us stronger and braver. And more than ever, the year 2020 has been a difficult year of change, pain, and struggle for the majority of the world. Gratitude, by definition, is thankful appreciation for what an individual receives, whether tangible or intangible. It is a way to appreciate what you have instead of always reaching for something new to make you happier. Though I can't express gratitude like I usually would in a year where we aren't in a global pandemic, there are still so many ways that I love to give thanks to someone. I like to show my appreciation by making a card, writing a thank you note, or even making homemade treats. Just a simple gesture to show how much you really care for your family and friends. I encourage you all this holiday season and moving forward with 2021, to count your blessings instead of sheep. Focus on having a positive mindset and live life as I do, sunny side up.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Trinity Medical Care, located in Huntsville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute is coming up next. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
And I'm excited right now to have on the line with me Sonia and Chris Rutherford. Glad to have you both. And Sonia, you were telling me about your husband and what a caring guy he is. And I know he's sitting right there next to you, so it may be a little awkward, but you can share about your husband and this special guy and what he's going through right now.
He's always made my life first. I'm his main concern, but he always is doing for others also. He was recently diagnosed with a brain tumor, which is meningioma. I just want him to have the opportunity to do this before he has to have surgery for that.
Chris, how old are you, fella?
I'm 46.
We don't make plans to have brain tumors, and we don't make plans to have cancer and heart conditions and all these other things, but how are you taking this?
I'm taking it good. I've dealt with Sonia. We've been married 29 years, and she's a paraplegic. So everything we've been through, I mean, you kind of just take it as it's, you deal with it. It's a big blow at first, but getting down and out about it, it's not going to help a thing. I believe you got to keep your spirits lifted high and just go on with life.
This guy is up for a contest, and it's the Orange County Choppers, and he has a chance to be with Paul Tuttle Sr. to build a chopper. That's really cool. Go to dreamchopper.com/2020/Chris-R.
And thank anybody for their support out there. I'd really appreciate the vote.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Right now I have on the line with me Nick Thomas, and he has written a book called Prime. Very inspirational fella. He's been an encouragement to a lot of people. And I wanted to have him on the line to talk about his background, maybe excite you a little bit as a listener to get you thinking about what you can do to get moving, to get your attitude right, especially during this time. The holidays are tough on people, aren't they, Nick?
Absolutely. This book is me as a child, growing up, going through the ropes of life, talking about everything that I believe in, from motivation, inspiration, nutrition, personal journey, and it's got a really good flow to it. This book was designed to give people hope, to never give up, because, you know, if you believe in yourself, you can accomplish anything. You can go on Amazon.com right now and order the book Prime. I also have a website, PrimePerformanceTraining.net. I also have Facebook, Prime Performance Training. Also, Nick Thomas Facebook, N Thomas Fitness, Instagram.
This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Robin Fouts of the Fouts family. She's sharing about her son, Elisha, who was hit by a car while riding a bicycle in 2012.
Well, back in 2012, they made the decision that they wanted to ride down the street. It's two blocks away with the playground. They were just going to go down there and hang out. And that evening, it was our family night. And so we just told the kids, we were like, yeah, go ahead and ride bikes on there, but just be back in just a few minutes because we're going to play games as a family. They went down the street probably 10, 15 minutes later. I got a knock at the door, and it was one of the boys that was with my kids. And he said, Miss Robin, Elisha has been hit by a car. I didn't know what to expect, but I didn't expect to see what I saw when I ran down the street. It was just such a horrific tragedy. I just believe for us, we have so much peace in it. At first, it was crazy, but I think for us, our faith kind of grounded us. And it was like, as I was driving to the hospital, I literally just felt peace. He's so fun. He's so aware. He's so awake. He understands. That's the thing that's really challenging for people is, a lot of times when they see folks with disabilities, they make the assumption that a lot of them don't understand or don't know. And that's not the case with him.
Be sure to check out the Fouts family through social media. F-O-U-T-Z. You can be inspired by their son, Elisha, as well.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
I've heard of this guy for a while now. I have seen his work. I am amazed by it, and I appreciate the portraits of honor. Some of my very dear friends from World War II who are local in the area in North Alabama have been featured by this gentleman. And I appreciate the fact that Jeff Reese is joining us here on the Mark White Show today to share about his passion for our veteran heroes. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I have an acquaintance, photographer acquaintance in England who was doing a 1940s project on his own, and that eventually got into him photographing British World War II veterans. I really loved what he was doing and how he was doing it, and I thought, well, maybe I could do something like that myself here. And my first veteran to photograph, Colonel Carl Cooper, who's now 100 years old. He was 99 when I photographed him. I think that experience just turned it into an interest to a passion to get out and do this. You know, after talking to him, I just could not stop doing it. You know, I had them to get out and meet more. I thought it might be just a few people. I'm at 116 now.
And I want people to go to portraitsofhonor.us, check out the great work that Jeff's doing.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I appreciate you all tuning in today to the Mark White Show. I hope you've enjoyed this show. I hope that there's been something in it that has helped you that will make a difference in your life. Again, you can go to the 4th Annual Slow Down, Move Over Awareness Rally taking place in Hueytown, Alabama at Garywood Assembly of God, 2730 Allison Bonnet Memorial Drive. That is Sunday, lining up at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. You can be a part of that effort. Again, we'd like to thank Kyla Carter for another edition of Kyla's Corner, talking about friendship. You can follow her on Facebook and Instagram at Kyla D. Carter, as well as at Kyla's Corner Podcast. I appreciate all of you for tuning into the Mark White Show today, and I hope that this show does make a difference in your life. I hope that you will share it with others and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're trying to do together to make a difference. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi. I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something